But I just don't think a vote would do any good. Not in the long run. It's just no use, Mac. Do any good? Hoo-wee. It'd do you birds some good just to get the exercise lifting that arm. It's still a risk, my friend. She always has the capacity to make things worse for us. A baseball game isn't worth the risk, Harding says. Who the hell says so? Jesus, I haven't missed a World Series in years. Even when I was in the cooler one September, they let us bring in a TV and watch the series. They'd have had a riot on their hands if they hadn't. I just may have to kick that damn door down and walk to some bar downtown to see the game, just me and my buddy Cheswick. Now there's a suggestion with a lot of merit, Harding says, tossing down his magazine. Why not bring that up for vote in a group meeting tomorrow? Miss Ratchet, I'd like to move that the ward be transported en masse to the idle hour for beer and television. I'd second the motion, Cheswick says. Damn right. To hell with that en masse business, McMurphy says. I'm tired of looking at you bunch of old ladies. When me and Cheswick bust out of here, I think, by God, I'm going to nail the door shut behind me. You guys better stay behind. Your mama probably wouldn't let you cross the street. Yeah, is that it? Fredrickson has come up behind McMurphy. You're just going to raise one of those big He-Man boots of yours and kick down the door? A real tough guy. McMurphy don't hardly look at Fredrickson. He's learned that Fredrickson might act hard-boiled now and then, but it's an act that folds under the slightest scare. What about it, He-Man? Fredrickson keeps on. Are you going to kick down that door and show us how tough you are? No, Fred, I guess not. I wouldn't want to scuff up my boot. Yeah? Okay, you've been talking so big. Just how would you go about busting out of here? McMurphy takes a look around him. Well, I guess I could knock the mesh out of one of those windows with a chair when and if I took a notion. Yeah, you could you? Knock it right out. Okay, let's see you try. Come on, He-Man. I'll bet you $10 you can't do it. Don't bother trying, Mac, Cheswick says. Fredrickson knows you'll just break a chair and end up undisturbed. The first day we arrived over here, we were given a demonstration about these screens. They're specially made. A technician picked up a chair just like that one you've got your feet on and beat the screen till the chair was no more than kindling wood. Didn't hardly dent the screen.